All right, do you have your thing? Because I already hit record.
Welcome to Opinion Havers, a movie podcast for people who want to be fooled. He's Tyler.
And I'm Cody.
No, you liar. You deceive me. Is this part of your persona?
Yes.
That you use to enhance your stage act?
This is the...
How could you do this to me?
The turn.
The pledge.
The pledge.
The turn. The prestige. Is that right? Did we do it?
It's the title of the movie.
We watched the prestige.
The turn. Oh.
You.
The prestige.
The pledge. The pledge sounds like a rom-com.
It does.
That I would watch, but would not be a good movie.
I could see that being a Bollywood.
Oh. Movie. Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's. It's like, oh, it's in English, but it's like really poorly dubbed English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many Bollywood movies have you seen, Tyler?
I don't know. I can't name any.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I've seen about 12 minutes of two different Bollywood movies.
I wanted us to go see one for the podcast more than once.
Yeah?
And you said, no.
Sounds like me.
Yeah. You were like, no.
They do play a lot of them at the AMC here.
Yeah, they do.
It always surprised me, like, oh, what's this movie I've never heard of? Like, oh, it's a Bollywood movie, that's why I've never heard of it.
All in Hindi.
Yeah. I don't speak that.
Why not? Why are you racist?
It's very complicated, you know? It goes back to our reptilian brains and the fear of unknown and fear of what's different.
But you're fine making chicken tikka masala and curry?
I did make a decent chicken tikka masala this week.
You
tried it?
Imperialist
you
pig.
You liked it.
You're no better than the British.
You were into it. I do have a friend from India. Butter chicken and tikka masala are like the white people Indian food, so
yeah.
Chicken korma, legit.
Fun fact,
what Rogan Josh, which I always say wrong. There's a better way to say it. I'm forgetting to say it. That's what's the fun fact.
Best curry in the world.
Hmm.
This is in London.
That makes sense.
According to India, as a nation.
Hmm.
But yeah,
it's about magicians.
Oh, yeah, it's about magicians. I just kind of got lost in the Indian
Welcome food. To the Curry Cast.
Curry Cast. We talk exclusively about Tim Curry. Does he look like the guy from Critical Role, the D&D Twitch show? Yes.
Mm.
Who are they? Who is Tim Curry? Will he play Scanlan in a movie? Yes.
Exciting.
You don't know any of these references.
I know Tim Curry.
You do know Tim Curry.
He plays like Satan in that one Tom Cruise fantasy movie from the 80s.
Yes.
Anyway, can I spoil this movie for everyone?
No.
Can I do it? Is it my turn?
He was dead the entire time. He was a ghost.
That makes sense. Who?
I think we're talking about different movies.
Dang it.
Continue.
I think, well, I was just saying, I mean, I'm ready to spoil this. I'm ready to rant about it. There's, I guess I should preface our rants about this movie.
With?
I wanted to watch this as a segment of Cody's Cool Corner.
Yes.
And because this is actually the movie that got me into movies. This is
amazing.
In a way, what started it all, because... I caught this movie on like Stars like 5 times and it kept popping up, and then I watched it on demand a couple times. I was like, this movie is so good. And then I was like, who is this Christian Bale dude? And who is Christopher Nolan? And how do I get more? And that's like, I really think one of the things that drove me into being passionate about movies. So I thought it'd be a good thing for us to talk about. And I haven't seen it forever.
And now you hate it.
And boy, oh boy, did we watch it.
Yeah, we did.
And boy, oh boy, do I have opinions about it.
First,
you know how that goes.
Picture?
Was that Tim Curry?
No.
Who is
this? This is Sam Riegel.
All right. Who is... Why?
He looks similar to Tim Curry.
He does look similar to Tim Curry.
Very similar. That is all.
Oh, okay. He's from a podcast?
He's a voice actor. There's Tim Curry.
Whoa!
Shockingly
just
old.
Just like an older version of the dude I just saw.
Yes. See, look, there's a younger version of him.
Oh.
He's so young and supple.
Supple, yes.
Doesn't look any younger. Just looks like he doesn't have hair on his face.
Yeah. Oh.
Can you power... Oh.
Okay.
There he is.
Oh.
In a wheelchair.
Wheelchair now?
Now you're sad.
Now I'm sad, yeah.
Now you're sad.
Yikes. Well, took a dark turn.
It did.
Not unlike every second of this movie.
Exactly. Are you
I'm ready. I mean, what I'm saying is I'm ready to rant. I just need your consent. Oh, we're going? So, I mean, here's what I love about this movie. Here's what makes me love it. I love a good movie that is told out of sequence. It jumps all around. You can't just flip through Tim Curry pictures while I'm doing this. This is too distracting. It's out of sequence. Everything's all over the place. It's like this real fun mind puzzle that you get to piece together, much like many Christopher Nolan movies. And I love that. When I made some student films in high school, I even tried to do a couple that were like that to no success at all. It's hard to do. Christopher Nolan does a wonderful job at it. Everything in this movie, even from the beginning, ends up being significant, and you just don't know why until the end. And then you rewatch it, and you're like, "Oh my goodness! Look, now it's Pikachu. Now you're dancing Pikachu. How am I supposed to carry on? How am I supposed to understand what's going on?" But everything has a meaning and a purpose, and foreshadows something else. And when you know the ending, you're like, "Well, it makes so much sense." And they've been hinting at it the whole time. Sort of like if you ever read Fight Club, it's just like that. Which is also something I was obsessed with in high school. So, here we go. Can I just say that every movie that David Bowie is in is perfect? And I don't think there's any way to dispute that. Legend? Perfect. Not Legend. Ugh. Labyrinth? Perfect film. There's nothing wrong with it. This one? Perfect. I don't know any other movies he's in, but he's wonderful. We love him. What I didn't understand rewatching this film is that Hugh Jackman's character, he has an American accent, right? And he's living in London, right? Why? They're in England? Everyone else is very British, and he's there and he is American, and I'm guessing it's because London is the magic capital of the world or something. I need your help to understand that, because it's like, well, he's Australian doing an American accent in a British movie. What? How? I need understanding. I need you to help me. Fun fact. David Bowie time. David Bowie, he's got two different colored eyes. But it wasn't always that way. He got two different colored eyes. He got in a fight with someone over a girl. Got punched right in the eyeball. And if you get blood in your eye or whatever, it can change the color of the colory part. You know that. Everyone knows the word for it. I don't need to say it because everyone knows. I clearly know it. The iris. What? That's the white part, right? No, what's the white part called? Tyler knows. He's not allowed to say. The pupil. What? That's the black part. What is... Eyes are hard. Retina. I don't know. So, anywho, that's why his eyes are two different colors. Isn't that fun? I think it was sometime in his 20s when that happened. So, like, I definitely enjoyed this movie. And what I like about rewatching it is there's always some facet of it that I forgot about. This time, it was, I forgot that Hugh Jackman's character adopts his rival's daughter when he puts him in jail. And then he's like, I'm your daughter's dad now in your face, which is like the most brutal and ridiculous form of revenge I have ever heard. The sclera. I mean, Tyler, it's called the sclera. I saw the look of confusion on your face and I felt bad for you. The sclera. So, just like, who... The revenge. I love the depth of the revenge, how dark it gets and ridiculous, but I love it still. It doesn't seem just cool to see everyone take steps and steps into the revenge, the mystery. Christian Bale is twins the whole time. Who could have seen it coming? Which is why he had two lovers and everyone was so confused. Loved it. Hugh Jackman, he had to do himself and a drunken actor that looked like himself that does have a British accent that pretends to be Hugh Jackman's character. And I thought he did a lovely job. I'm not the biggest Hugh Jackman pusher. but I think he's pretty good, and I think this is, he did a great job in both of those. There's a part where there's kitty cats on David Bowie's laboratory, and oh my word, the cat sounds. There were anytime there's a cat in the scene, cat sounds, just surround sound cat sounds left and right. I love that part about it. Oh man, the wife kills herself. Christian Bale's wife kills herself because of all the craziness and the deception, because he's trying to figure out why he's acting different all the time, because they're twins. Oh, and it's just, there's always something to forget and to remember. My biggest beef with this movie, and after having seen it like probably 6 or 7 times, movie ends, it's all serious, and then the end title music doesn't match at all. It's real weird. I don't know if you noticed it. It's just real weird. It's a horrid shift. I think this movie is so rewatchable. It's good the first time. It just gets better and better until like the 7th time. Then it's just okay.
Meow.
Yeah. There you go. I did it.
You did it.
For you.
You thought you couldn't, but you did.
I'm strong. Uh-huh. <That's>
yeah. <it. laughs> That was the whole thing. That was your whole speech.
That was it. Did you learn anything while you watched Pikachu dance?
I mean, it's just been going the whole time. In the corner of my screen.
Are you looking at David Bowie movies?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have something to share?
Oh, no.
Share
it's later. I mean, it's going to be during the rant.
All right. Okay.
I have to respond to your rant with a rant.
Okay.
Are you...
I'm ready.
Are you properly oiled for this one?
I'm greased.
Oh. I'm going to grease this time. Okay. Cody, David Bowie has been in 121 features as an actor. His top 10 movies are... Starting with number 7, The Hunger. Number 8, Ball. Number 9, Just a Gigolo. Number 10, The Man Who Fell to Earth. Number 6, Into the Night. Number 4, August. Number 2, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Number 4, Busted. Number 1, Labyrinth. Number 3, The Prestige. Did you keep up with that? 121 movies, those are the top 10. Most people, fun fact, don't even know that's David Bowie in The Prestige. They're like, nah, he's a crazy guy with a star on his face. Okay, did that in like one thing. Did not do that his whole life. Dude, he's David Bowie. And he is playing Nikola Tesla. Let me tell you something, Cody. Nikola Tesla looked like a vampire. David Bowie only kind of looks like a vampire. David Bowie, way too fat as a guy who is not a vampire to be Nikola Tesla. Look up a picture of Nikola Tesla. You will see a picture of Nosferatu from the old-timey videos. Here's the thing, Cody. They're magicians. They're doing all the things. Here's the thing. My favorite part of the movie, you guessed it, the engineers. I loved the engineers. Look at him. Look at an old picture of him, though. Look at him while he's an elderly gentleman. Ooh, look at him. He's got a long face. There he is. He's a vampire. Tell me that ain't a vampire right there. Look at that. Everybody at home, look up a picture of Nikola Tesla. Look up a picture of him when he is old. In later years, is a good way that Cody has pointed out of finding it. It is a vampire. He is a vampire. I don't think he died. He kind of just disappeared, I'm pretty sure. No one really knows if he died. No one can confirm. Yeah, no, he did not look great. 1943. He has no cheeks at all anymore. So, David Bowie, he did a fantastic job. I don't think he nailed the accent, personally. I think it was weird, and it made me uncomfortable. It's like someone told him, hey, you're playing Tesla. And he's like, cool, who is that? And they're like, nah, some smart Romanian guy. So, I think he's from Romanian. He's from one of those countries. The engineers, though, they come up with some cool stuff. They crush some fingers. They kill some people. It's fun stuff. Pretty cool stuff. What knot did you tie? He doesn't know because it was his brother. Here's the thing. Send your brother who killed the chick to the funeral. Don't go. Also, did they do this their entire lives to plan to one day be a famous magician? Because that seems like a lot of commitment when they weren't doing it for years. Like, did their mom be like, you, my boy, will do this magic trick and you will blow the minds of everybody. No one has ever thought of this before because no one else has been an identical twin in their lives. You will have to share a life, one pair of pants, one penis, one set of hair. Only one differently colored eyeball between you two. Yeah, they cut off the guy's finger to make it look the same. He shot. They got shot by the Hugh Jackman. Here's the thing, Jack. They definitely were in London. I looked it up, confirmed it. Edwardian London. I think this was during the time period where most people didn't know that Hugh Jackman was Australian. And they assumed he was American because he just did the American accent and everything. And I think he got into a point where he was like, I'm scared to do my normal accent because people think I'm American and they might freak out if I'm Australian. Right? A side note, Cody, to the Hugh Jackman, when are we doing the Jackman off? That's all I need to know. I will leave that with you while I continue my rant. Okay? He testing this stuff on cats. He cloning cats. How many cats did he have? A lot. Almost as many as he had hats. The cats were fighting over the hats. Cat and the hat, it's a Dr. Seuss book. Here's the thing, Cody. He cloned himself and he drowned himself. Here's the thing. The engineer, right, he, by the way, for all you kids at home that spent the entire movie being like, what the heck is an engineer? It's an engineer with a British accent. That's what it is. An engineer is an engineer. Which I think, I'm pretty sure British people can pronounce engineer and not say engineer. Anyway, they did some cool stuff. They made some cool things. He cloned himself. He drowned himself all because that dang, darn, dastardly engineer told him it felt like going home because his wife drowned or something dumb. And then he's like, okay, I'll drown myself over and over and over again. I will do zero research on how it feels to drown. I will kill myself. Also, he's like, who am I going to be? The guy that shows up or the guy that drowns? You were both, dude.
First off, Nikola Tesla is Croatian.
Is he Croatian?
Yep. He was born in Croatia.
Yeah.
They describe him as a Serbian-American inventor. Spent a lot of time in America, so.
Yeah. It was Serbian. I don't know. Yeah. I knew it was from somewhere over there. I forgot. I watch a lot of Tesla documentaries.
Oh. Yeah, I mean,
I can tell you, I think he was a super genius, and he definitely made all the stuff he talked about. Death rays. Death
rays. Just like, imagine faking your own death to screw over the guy who killed your wife, and then he's got, it's just
he also didn't fake the death, though. He died.
He really did die. But then, well, he faked his death in that he disappeared and was like, all right, well, now I'm going to start a new life as
was he Lord Cornwall or whatever the whole time? Was he like,
I think he just used his money to make a fake, like, oh, I'm a rich guy, which means in Edwardian London that I'm a lord or baron or whatever, you know? I've got a manor. I've got like 5 servants. I am Lord Cornwallis Deanson.
Which did he do? He still used the American accent when he was Lord What's the Face.
Yeah, I mean, why Come does on. He have an American accent? Christopher Nolan is known for his painstaking detail, and there's just a dude with an American accent running around in London.
Up until that point, where it's like, because it's widely known that Americans cannot hold titles in the Britain.
In the Britain, yes.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know. Here's what's amazing about this movie. I think it's very good. I think it's wonderful. It's a wonderful mind puzzle. It's nominated for 2 Oscars.
Only 2?
IMDb top rated movie. What would you rate it? What would you guess?
47.
You must have seen it.
What is it?
49.
Oh.
Oh, it's one of those things where it's like people love this movie. It doesn't. Christopher Nolan never gets that much attention at the Oscars. He'll get those technical awards. I think this one was nominated for like cinematography and another one.
Supporting actor.
Top 50 as far as like people that are on IMDb. Michael Caine. They put it in the top 50. It's a goodie.
Was it best supporting actor for Michael Caine?
No. Art direction.
I have heard rumor, by the way, of a video of Michael Caine doing an impression of people doing an impression of him. And apparently it is spot on. Him, like, just changing his voice enough to sound like anybody else in the world trying to sound like him.
That's awesome.
And we need to find it and watch it.
I think we do.
Because as we all know, if you say Michael Caine, it sounds like you're saying Michael Caine in his accent. Michael Caine. Yeah. He is an engineer. And he made
engineer.
He made the birdcage. save the bird, but broke the fingers.
I did like seeing their gadgets. I like seeing them come up with the tricks.
But what about the gizmos and the doodads?
I like the gizmos, not as much as the gadgets. I'm just going to say it. Gadgets, better than the gizmos.
Speaking of gizmos, when Tesla walked through that Tesla coil field.
Yep.
So, I was watching a documentary about Tesla.
Yeah.
Because he would do that all the time. He would just, like, walk through the lightning fields and just get hit by all the electricity.
Yeah.
Just to be like, look, it's not dangerous. You're fine. And I was watching it, and they were interviewing an electrician or an electrical engineer, somebody who does
an engineer,
who is
electrical engineer.
I don't know if he was an engineer.
Okay,
he may have just been a technician.
Okay,
I don't know how they would say technician. You work on that. You workshop that. I'll finish my thing. He says that he has done it. They had a big Tesla coil room where it was going all nuts. You want to look at the time? We're at 20 minutes, Cody. Let's pause everything so you can see the time. So he's like, oh yeah, I've done it. He's like, it hurts like crazy. It feels like you're being struck by 1,000 bolts of lightning.
Because that's what's happening.
Yes. He's like, Tesla would do it and act like nothing was happening. He's like, either he was incapable of feeling pain or he had nerves of steel.
Mm-hmm. That made me explain why he had no cheeks by the time he was 90 years old.
Yeah, no. It apparently hurt real bad. Anybody else who tried to do it, it hurts. It's not comfortable, but he would do it a lot just to show that there's no, like, lasting damage from that happening. As long as you're properly grounded, the electricity just goes through you, and it will set off your pain receptors, but will not damage them in any way.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought it was real cool that they did that, and I wonder, did David Bowie really do it?
I wonder. This would be an interesting movie to see the making of on.
Here's what I want. I want a shot-for-shot remake of this movie.
But with David Bowie playing every part.
No.
Oh.
You know who... David Bowie. I want him replaced with... Who's the one man who could replace David Bowie?
Who could replace David Bowie? As Tesla? Or...
Just as David Bowie in a role.
I don't know. Edward Norton.
Jermaine Clement. Doing his David Bowie impression. So I want him playing Tesla as David Bowie, not... So he's in full David Bowie getup. Playing Tesla.
The Flight of the Conchords episode where... With David Bowie in it, where it's just Jermaine as David Bowie from, like, three different eras in his life appearing to Brett in dreams. It's just priceless.
It's so good.
It's 1987 David Bowie from the music video Ashes to Ashes. And he just... Oh, it's so good. That would be great. I think he would do a wonderful job. You're right.
I think he would do it, too. Just...
He loves to act in movies.
Yeah.
Almost exclusively in comedies. But he's been in... What's the one? I saw him in a movie recently. It's about him. He's like a single dad. Just got getting divorced.
It sounds like a Tivoli movie.
It's really good, actually. Tell you what, I'm going to look up the name so I can plug it because it deserves to be plugged. It's on Netflix.
Speaking of the Tivoli movie, I know we both love this prestige movie. It's very good. It's so good. I think it deserved the awards it probably didn't win. It should have won them. It's so good. You watch it 7 times, watch it 50 times. But... I would like for you to very quickly, if you could, condense your Tivoli story recently. Because I feel vindicated. Are we going to say it here? Do you want to say it here? Or do you want to tease it here?
What story?
And save it for... We'll tease it here. I'm teasing it right now.
Okay.
And then we will say it in our upcoming spider cast.
Tease my Tivoli story. Okay.
I will remind you of the Tivoli story.
I can do
between
it.
The casts.
Okay. Deal. I'm on board.
This movie was the first movie I ever watched where I was just like, at every part.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of has an effect on you. You're like, what? They can do that?
Yeah. Then you watch it again and you're like, oh, it's so obvious the whole time.
That's how Fight Club is too. Like when you read Fight Club the first time, you're like, the twist? And then you're rereading like, they've been hinting at this twist the entire time. How did I not see?
I'm interested to... read and or watch the film knowing the twist at the end. Don't. We're not spoiling that one in this one.
Okay.
And see if I can pick up on all the teases and the twisties.
Yeah. I think it's most obvious in the book, but as well in the movie.
Because this one, like, if you're not completely focused on watching the film, you don't pick up on the teases and the twisties.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be locked on the film.
Mm-hmm.
You look away for a second, it's gone.
It's over. You're lost.
It's like David Bowie. It just vanishes into a shimmer of shimmering puff of glitter.
That's how he enters and leaves.
As we all know from the great Sparklegate 2019, David Bowie is the source.
That's true. That makes sense.
Of the sparkle.
That's the only way to explain it.
And it was when he passed that the vampires stopped sparkling.
That makes so much sense.
Do you not remember this? Oh, let me remind you of the Sparklegate. Oh, my gosh. Let me take you back to the 10th anniversary of the Twilight films, where we watched all Twilight films in a week.
Yep.
And the vampires randomly stopped sparkling in the sunlight.
Uh-huh.
They just abandoned that plot point. And it was discovered by me through my super sleuthing. David Bowie was the reason they sparkled. He's the source. He's the original vampire.
People, places, things. That's the name of the movie Jermaine Clement was in. That's a good one. I recommend it.
But was David Bowie in it?
No, Jermaine Clement's in it.
Yeah.
As the son of David Bowie. That's not.
Yeah.
There's nothing. That's not true.
I knew someone who watched The Prestige because they were such a huge David Bowie fan and they were so excited for him to be all eccentric and weird, and they were like, they were mad about that part of it, but they liked the movie, and they had very conflicted feelings towards the film as a whole.
Yeah, well, it's funny, because, like, what do you think in a Christopher Nolan movie, what, you know?
Well, I mean, he's also playing Nikola Tesla, who was rather eccentric. And it's, like, his one scene where he does, like, a prolonged speaking part, is him giving, like, advice to someone who's eccentric, and his advice is, don't be so eccentric.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the heck, Bowie? Ugh. We pay for you to be weird. Do you regret watching it again, Cody?
Sure don't.
You seem so down in the dumps.
I sure don't.
Of course you don't.
It's a good movie.
Now, when we watch The Illusionist, you will regret watching that.
Yeah, yep. Oh, yeah.
Those of you who don't know, Illusionist and Prestige came out same year.
Same year,
and
both about magicians.
And you don't remember The Illusionist because it wasn't very good.
It wasn't nearly as good. It's not a bad movie.
Can I sum up the movie for you real quick? Just as a tease for when we eventually probably won't do it. But I'll be Edward Norton, right?
Yeah.
So just picture Edward Norton. Picture a table next to him. Now picture Edward Norton staring very intently. And then a face appears over the table. And that's the movie. That's what,
whoa,
I remember. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I did
so
forget that.
Cool.
Oh, from the crowd, everybody freaks out.
Everyone's like, it is not okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, this is kind of cool.
I don't even remember what the end of it was. We'll find out one day.
I remember hearing the commentary on the movie at one point, and the director's like, yeah, we want to leave it super open-ended. The studio was like, yeah, people are going to hate that, so you have to put an ending at the end. So they were like, oh, we'll put the ending of Paul Giamatti piecing together what he thinks happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember because everyone was like,
Inspector or whatever.
Everyone was like, this movie was not great. And the director was like, it's the studio's fault. And it's like, well, you also didn't write it very well.
Yeah.
And then The Prestige came, and it's like, oh, a good movie.
Oh, so good.
Just to fondle your bits just a little bit. Mm. We've done it, Cody.
We did it.
We've reviewed the movie. Watch The Prestige. If they want to recommend The Mesmerist to us, I don't know, there's probably one called The Mesmerist.
Uh-huh.
Another magician-based movie to us. Cody, how would they do it?
You can tweet me at @opinionhavers. I will answer. I will listen. I will be your hero, baby. I will take away the pain. you know?
Yeah.
And if you want to share it with other people, subscribe to us.
Did iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Pod Snake, I don't know, all of them. Uh-huh. We're called Opinion Havers. It's a little popcorn. Is their logo? There it is.
There it is. Have opinions.
Watch movies.
I switched it.
You did.
Didn't I?
No.
It's okay.
We're professionals.